Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Wake Up Jacob. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you the word of Yah on our first day program, Wake Up Jacob. And it is time for us to wake up Jacob to the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the sea. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is the one whose all-seeing eye has seen everything that has gone on with his people here in the four corners of the earth, the so-called black man and woman, the children of Israel. For everything that is happening to us, everything that has happened, and that everything that will ever happen to the children of Israel, Yahweh has recorded it in his holy book. And it is Yahweh who has ordained us to come to bring you the word of the mighty Yah, his truth, here on this program today. And that's what we will do. And today, we're going to deal with something that you may have not ever heard of before. Something that is separated, set apart, extraordinary, and that is high knowledge. In our world today, we have many teachings about many marvelous things, about many extraordinary works, many monuments that are erected to people's names and ideas. And the world has its own category, what they call the wonders of the world. But who knows about Yah's wonders? The world has its wonders. The great pyramids, the hanging gardens, Stonehenge, and other various architectural wonders. But who knows about Yahweh's wonders? Are Yahweh's wonders monuments built in the name of man? Ideas brought forth by man? Or structures built in the name of some deity? No, those aren't Yah's wonders. We're going to deal with Yahweh's wonders today, and we're going to deal with Yahweh's wonders this week. Because Yah's wonders are something that we all need to understand. If you want to wake up to the truth, if you want to know that you're dealing with true and living Elohim, the only creator, the great Elohim that made heaven and earth, you want to know about his wonders. For if you look in the book of Psalms 119, and we'll start in verse 129, where it reads, "Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore does my soul keep them." The Most High's testimonies are wonderful. And what is wonderful? We see something happen and we say, "Oh man, that's wonderful," or "it's wondrous." But something wonderful in the scriptures is something that is extraordinary, that is a miracle. It's a sign. And it is something distinguished from everything else. Nothing like it. You won't find its match. It won't be repeated. This is a wondrous thing, and it is done by Yah's hand to show you that it is wonderful. Also in the book of Psalms 119, let's start at the 17th verse. And it reads, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." This is what we want to behold. This is what we want to see. We want to see wondrous things out of the law of the Most High. Because the law of the Most High is his word, it's his teachings. And we want to see wondrous things out of his law, things that nobody else is looking for, things that nobody else has heard of. So we can know that we are sanctified by the mighty Yah. Yah said that you must keep the Sabbath day because it is a sign between Yahweh and his people. So that you may know that it is Yahweh that does sanctify you. And so we want to know that it is Yahweh that sanctifies us. We want to see wondrous things, these separate things these set apart things, these magnificent things, these miraculous things, these distinguished things out of his law. We know it got to be wondrous because you're not going to see it anywhere else. You're not going to hear of it anywhere else. Nobody's going to be able to bring it to you and show it to you from anywhere else except for the word of the Creator. Also look in Psalms 96. What we're discussing right now is Yahweh's wonders. What is a wonder according to the scriptures? And in Psalms 96, verse 1 states, "Oh, sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people." And why? Because Yahweh's wonders are distinct. They're set apart. They're special. They're miracles. They're things that you won't see anywhere else. They're what you would call one-hit wonders. Maury Naftali said that. He said these are one-hit wonders. Like those songs that come out once a year, it's just a one-hit wonder. You hear them, and you don't hear about them no more. One-hit wonders. And when they hit, they change everything. Now, you ain't never heard nothing like it, ain't never seen nothing like it, and it ain't coming around again. It's a one-hit wonder. You only hear about it and see about it from one particular source. And these wonders, these are seven wonders of Yahweh. And why seven? Because Yahweh has order to everything. Yahweh put order in everything. And Yahweh uses the seven to sanctify, to set apart, to bring resolution to show how it is blessed with this seventh order, with these seven orders. We've been teaching you for the last 2 weeks now, and now we're in our third week. But we've been teaching you the last 2 weeks from Yahweh's orders. Everything Yah does has order. And so, of course, if Yahweh has wonders, they will fall under his order. And he has seven wonders, seven great ones that we're going to deal with this whole week. Make sure you tune in every day as we go over the wonders of the mighty Yah. And there's only seven of them because they're all distinct for that order. The first one represents, of course, what the first order represents. Its chief, its light, the word of the mighty Yah. We have seven of these wonders. Again, what is these wonders of the Most High? What is a wonder? Look in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 8, start reading in verse 16, where it reads, "Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Yaakov. I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from Yahweh of hosts, which dwells in Mount Zion." For signs and wonders. Why was Isaiah's children for signs and wonders? Because they were set apart as a prophet, and the children he received were for just that, Yah's word, Yah's testimonies. God's witnesses, to be for signs, to show you a token that his word is the truth, and wonders to be miracles. When you look upon it, you say, that is a miracle. That is extraordinary. That is set apart. That is distinct from everything else. This is what a wonder of Yahweh is. Something that is completely set apart. Of course there's seven of them. Because it's holy. Because it's sanctified. And of course we're bringing you Yah's wonders in our third week of bringing you Yah's beautiful order. Because his order deals with seven. And now dealing with the third week of Yahweh's beautiful order, we're going to deal with Yah's wonders. Something that is set apart. Something that is distinguished. Something that is distinct. A miracle. This is what a wonder is. And all of Yah's wonders deal with Yahweh's servants. And what is the order of Yah's servant? The order of Yah's servant is the order of three. So it all makes the sense to why we're doing this at this time now, to show you Yahweh's wonders. Look in the book of Exodus, the 11th chapter, just to show you how wonders are miracles, extraordinary, set apart, distinguished. In Exodus, the 11th chapter, we're going to begin reading in the 9th verse where it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. And what were these wonders? Bringing blood, turning the rivers and the waters to blood. Frogs out of the waters. Lice, flies, all the signs and wonders that Yahweh performed in the land of Egypt. It was done, and you haven't seen it done again. And the only one that can do it is Yahweh. And when he does it again, you'll know that it's Yahweh, because he's the one that performed these wonders. And you see, he sent his servants, his messengers, to speak of and show these wonders." Again, just to show you Yah's wonders and what a wonder is. Something that you just haven't heard of before. In the book of Joshua, the 3rd chapter. Read the 5th verse where it says, "And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And Yahweh said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and you shall command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you have come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come here and hear the words of Yahweh your Elohim. And Joshua said, Hereby you shall know that the living Elohim is among you, and that he will without fail drive out this from before you, among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe of man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests bear the ark of Yahweh, of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people moved from their tents to pass over the Jordan, that the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bore the ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bore the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for the Jordan overflows all his banks at the time of the harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon the heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zarelan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priest bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people had passed completely over the Jordan. And this was a wonder that was done, separating the waters so that the people could pass over on dry ground. They didn't need an airplane, a bridge, or anything else. Yahweh wanted the wonders to be shown, how he does things that are miracles, that are different, that are distinct, extraordinary. No one else can do this. Nobody else can go stand in the waters and that they will be separated, that you could pass over on dry ground. He only uses his servants to do these wonders. And this is what we're dealing with today and what we will deal with this week. Why is this important to deal with Yah's wonders on our Wake Up Jacob show? Well, they told you that this Christ of the New Testament, that is Muhammad, that these other deities that you have been taught to serve, that they're wonderful, that they're unbelievable, that they're extraordinary, out of this world, magnificent, marvelous, that they're miracles. They did miracles, performed miracles. But is it true? Did they? What miracles did they perform that are not fairy tales? The Christ of the New Testament can't be a miraculous thing when you have 16 crucified saviors that did the same thing he did. How is he a wonder of Yahweh? But you have 16, at least, crucified saviors. Read that book. 16 crucified saviors, which means 16 other accounts of somebody doing exactly the